Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're here, too, because we got our good friend Elise Benin back with us. Elise is the marketing mentor. She is the author of a number of books on a lot of different topics, including her new one, which is about introverts. It's called Stop Pushing Me Around. And she's our good friend Elise Benin. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. Elise, you've got some interesting viewpoints, interesting ideas, interesting perspectives and opinions about social media. Now, you do a lot of coaching, marketing coaching, don't you?
That's right.
Especially with micropreneurs. You do a lot of one-on-one with people who are professionals, who are word merchants, who are, right? I mean, a lot of people who are not the enterprise level companies, but maybe with one or two employees.
Exactly.
Or no employees.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what's your position on what we've come to know as the social media It's a craze. It's not a fad because it's not going away, but it is a craze, isn't it?
It is definitely a craze, and that's part of what I find offensive, frankly. And
offensive?
I think, here's what I see. We're in the middle of a very tricky economy. I heard you saying at the end of that last segment that, you know, this is a
wacky year.
It's a wacky year, right. And
am I right?
You're absolutely right. And I think especially the people who are self-employed, what I call creative solopreneurs, are, and these are mostly people who have, you know, basically fallen into a business of their own based on some talent they have or some skill that they have,
right,
that they thought, okay, I can make a living at this, and they
mm-hmm.
have been and they were
mm-hmm.
until perhaps the beginning of 2009, maybe the end of 2008,
right.
And suddenly everything dried up because they hadn't been doing much marketing at all, if any.
Or the marketing that they did was the previous era's marketing, and they have not been able to find the way to hook up to what it takes to do business in 2009.
I'm not sure I agree with that.
Yeah, well, that's been my experience. I mean, 2009 is different from 08 and 07, and I think 2010 is going to be different from 09.
Well, definitely. I think there's no question about that, but I don't think the problem is that they haven't been able to make the transition to whatever the new, you know, platform or tools is.
Mm-hmm.
What the problem I see is that because of the economy, a lot of the work has dried up. In other words, people have more time.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know what to do with their time. And they really don't know how to market their services for the most part, and they don't want to choose a target market.
Ah.
And they're not sure, even if they will choose a target market, they're not sure where the money is right now.
Right.
And all of this takes time and work, and especially networking and talking to people and working your relationships.
Right.
And what I see happening is that people, instead of doing that, are getting on this bandwagon of social media
mm-hmm.
and sitting in front of their computers and
hanging out on the sites.
Exactly.
Hanging out on Twitter, hanging out on Facebook, hanging out on LinkedIn, and rapping back and forth with people on those sites and doing a lot of rapping but not a lot of selling.
Right.
Or delivering.
Yes, because relationships are everything. And I mean, what I'm advising my clients is, yes, have a LinkedIn profile, yes, have a Facebook page, fine. If you want a Twitter stream, fine. Following people, frankly, I think is more important than having other people follow you.
Mm-hmm.
But what I think everybody should be doing more of is going out, getting out, and talking to real people. And I just think that that is happening less and less. And every project that I get, every client that I get, it's a result of a relationship. It's a result of a back and forth between me and another person. Yes, sometimes it happens online, but that's not the substance of it.
Well, here's what happens in some of the social media environments that I see, Elise. The people who are the most prominent are the ones who are trying to sell something, and they're very much like the other 10 that are just tweeted or are just posted on Facebook, and so they wind up selling to each other. You know, maybe trying to sell each other rather, and the customer prospect is not necessarily, you know, not necessarily participating in that dialogue between those people. I mean, you see what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
And that's what's happening. And so what you're saying, you said it earlier about, finding the customers, finding the niche, finding the place in the marketplace where the customers are, wherever that is. If that's on Twitter for you, if that's on Facebook for you, that's fine. Because I actually know some people, Elise, who swear to me that they're, you know, that they've been able to, you know, to monetize their activity on these sites. But I think they're in the minority right now. I don't think it's a bad thing to have these sites. I have them. I mean, obviously, you have a Facebook page, you have a LinkedIn page. Mm-hmm. So these are not bad things. But I actually wrote an article. I don't know if you saw it or not, but about a month or so ago, I wrote an article and I asked this question. The title was a question. Could social media be bad for your small business? Could it be dangerous for your small business?
I didn't.
And
it.
The first word in the article was absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's like any kind of it's just a tool, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is no different, Elise, from 1999. People starting a website, launching a website, and sitting there waiting on the money to come rolling in.
I agree with you to a certain extent. I don't remember the website as a craze.
Oh yeah. No, people would launch a website, and I remember they would launch a website and literally expect the money to come rolling in because they'd seen what somebody else did. You know, some startup did it, and all of a sudden, you know, don't you remember the commercial where?
I do remember that,
okay.
And I still think that people are putting up websites and waiting for the money to roll in. But I think the difference is that right now, because of the way the economy is, and people have time on their hands, that they're doing what's easiest.
Yeah.
And that
path of least resistance.
Right, and the social media supports what's easiest.
And it's seductive, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, folks.
It is, and addictive.
Exactly. It absolutely can be. So, folks, just use it with discretion. Use it wisely. It's not the be-all, end-all. It's just one of the tools that you use. And if it's not getting you customers pretty quickly, you might want to reevaluate your strategy. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Won't you come away with me?
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for using it. You got 1 minute, actually 5 seconds. We got something you can do there. In 5 seconds, you can read something. And or 1 minute or 3 minutes or 15 minutes, we got something you can read or listen to, the blog, the knowledge base, the brain trust, articles, archives, my newsletter, lots and lots of stuff there. I hope you'll check all that out. And it's all free. Everything's free. You can also find my books there, by the way. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. I have a Twitter account. Elise Benin, do you have a Twitter account?
I do not.
Well, we got to get you a Twitter account, Elise.
I'm holding out as long as I possibly can.
I know
can.
You are, but now we got to bring you into the 21st century here, Elise. you know, for you, see, you're like me, Elise. You're a word merchant.
Mm-hmm.
And word merchants, people who do what you and I do, thought leaders, word merchants, opinionated, you know, whatever's like we are, these kinds of program, these kinds of platforms are good for us. It's a little bit more, it takes a little bit more deliberation, a little bit more discipline, a little bit more strategy for a Main Street business to do well there.
I would agree with that.
And so, but it's not either or, it's both and.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not do I do Twitter or direct mail, it's both and. It's not do I do Twitter or email marketing, it's both and.
But, you know, you said something at the end of, right before the break about, you know, if it's not working for you, you should change your strategy.
Yep.
And I don't think anybody has a strategy.
I thought that's your job, Elise. I thought that's what you did.
It is. I mean, the thing about these tools is that they're all so new, nobody knows how to use them yet, okay, because they're so new. And I believe you, and I also know people who have been able to, quote-unquote, monetize their Twitter account or
allegedly,
whatever, right? But it's not... I really believe it's serendipity that allows that to happen. It's timing, like most other
But you
other
make your own serendipity, at least, by being there.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's no question about that.
Yeah, you got to meet the world halfway, and so that's the reason why we're there, and why we participate. Now, I don't live. I mean, I don't go to my Facebook page a lot. I don't go to my LinkedIn page a lot.
Who do you follow, Jim?
Well, we follow on Twitter. On Twitter, we spend a good bit of time on Twitter because we have people who follow us on Twitter.
But who do you follow?
I follow Elise Benin. If she were on, I'd follow somebody like Elise Benin because you have something to say.
How much time can you spend following other people?
I don't spend a lot of time doing it. But see, it's a tool for me because, as I said, I'm different from the guy who owns the flower shop.
Mm-hmm.
And you are too. But that person, let me tell you what I think about all this, about all these tools. And I've been writing a lot about this and talking a lot about this. It's all about building, never mind Facebook, never mind Twitter, nothing, none of that matters, because in five years, nobody will be using Facebook anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But we will still be, Elise, we still will be building customer communities online. Customers want us to reach them in the clouds more than ever before. They're going to want that more and more. They're going to say, follow me home, and we're going to have to do that. And one of the ways we'll do that is by using online communities. I'll give you an example. There are people who are listening to my show right now who've never been to my website. They found us on Twitter. They have Twitter forward our stuff to them, and they listen to it on their iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the reasons why we're there.
Mm-hmm.
It gives people other options. But what I don't like, and this may be what's bothering you, I don't like the term social media.
Why?
Social media is technology. It's not even a thing. It's not even the communities. It's just the technology. So I don't like that word because it puts business people off, I think.
I don't know.
Building customer communities. That's the future,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you make me think about, like, membership sites, how many membership sites. And it made me wonder, like, why is your site not a membership organization type of thing?
Because that's not the charter. My charter is anybody who wants to come can come. They can drop in. They can drop out. No charge.
What about the fact that people like to be part of a group or part of a club?
Well, but see, they join the community.
Mm-hmm.
People subscribe to my newsletter, and they're part of my newsletter community. They subscribe to my blog, but not my newsletter, maybe. They're part of my blog community. Mm-hmm. They follow me on Twitter. They're part of my Twitter community. Businesses, in my opinion at least, will have hundreds of different communities, maybe thousands of different little communities, broken out, granulated by the different ways you'll reach them.
Mm-hmm. Feels very fragmented to me.
Well, it may be, but that's the way it is. That's the way the future is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have this capability and because people don't drive downtown and buy stuff anymore like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
People are busy. They're saying, follow me home. You know, here's what I want from you, Jim. Here's what I want from you, Elise. Send it to me at home.
Mm-hmm.
Ping me or whatever. Now, you and I may not like it. We may rather live in Ozzie and Harriet land, but we don't live there anymore.
Mm-hmm. I'm holding out as long as I can.
Get a Twitter account and let me know and I'll follow you. Elise, give us your website, please.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
But folks, check that out, by the way, folks. Check out all the things that Elise has. I like her attitude because one thing about Elise, folks, she's not an easy sell. You gotta prove to her, and I think that's the reason why her clients like her. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.